Today is Saturday, March 9th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
But we rise up and stand firm.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and to bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I am holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading is from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the King. Answer us when we call.
I am recalling times when I felt a deep sense of victory. Hitting that shot, getting that job, finishing that race, obtaining that degree, beating my friends at Monopoly, finally. See, victory makes us rise, throw our fist in the air, and it gives a boosted level of confidence. Today, I reflect on the ultimate victory of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. O death, where is your sting? Lord, I confess that I do not yet understand the gravity of what it means to be a son or a co-heir. I ask today that those realities would set into my bones. Even now, more than halfway through this Lenten fast, would you remind me of the desire that set the course of this journey in the first place? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
But we rise up and stand firm.
I think of how many are on their knees in defeat in our city. How many have been trapped by their shallow needs or wants. How many that have not felt hope in so long. We rise and stand firm. Not just I, but we. The victory of Jesus called me and my brothers and sisters up, and now I get to go out and help others taste that as well. Lord, bring to the top of my mind one person who needs the victory of Jesus today. Jesus, who leaves the 99 to go after the one, I trust you with the person I have been praying for by name. I thank you for sharing your victory with me and with all who will receive it. As I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping. Perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.